Don't believe what I just saw.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
This is John Sheezer. I'm
Eric Marino.
Eric.
No, I got to tell you about the Clippers. I'm an
addict. Sportsaholics. I got to.
Let's just hope this shit doesn't go viral.
Okay.
All right, so we are back, Sportsaholics, episode number 150. It's been a while. My apologies. Things have been busy. Things have been crazy. First of all, no train whistle because there's no Eric, and that is for very, very good reason. If you haven't heard, Eric is one of the newest staff writing members on Saturday Night Live, so congratulations to Eric. He moved to New York, I think, 2 weeks ago. And he'll be back on the show. I'm not really trying to bother him with episodes or anything like that, for a while, just so, clearly he can stay as focused as possible. But so if you don't watch Saturday Night Live, maybe start watching it, or, if you do watch it, be on the lookout, cause he'll be writing. And then obviously Leslie's on the show. Melissa Villasenor is another, really funny comedian from the Comedy Store that's been on, originally was on Frank TV with Frank Caliendo and Freddie Lockhart, a good friend, funny comic. But that, years ago, and I think she was like 19 or 20, so maybe she's, late 20s now, but very funny. Melissa Villasenor also, look for some sketches with that. But anyway, Eric, congratulations. I'll be out to New York, I'm sure, at some point, to reap the benefits of your hard work. So I appreciate that. This week's episode, I've got Davey Wester, who's a Twins fan. We recorded this before the Twins' epic battle against the Yankees. Just to go up 3-0 like that, and, you got to be thinking, all right, got locking this down. But then you're also starting Irving Santana. A second wild card pitching staff is what you got, really. You're throwing Irving Santana. He lasts just as long, gives up the 3 in the first. So then you got a tie game, and then, obviously, again, now they're 2-13, I think, against the Yankees in the postseason. But great season, considering they lost 100 games last year. But Davey Wester and I go way back to the Comedy Store, working the back door. He used to live on like Hollywood and Normandy and walk home. And for his own security, he'd always, he always had like a backwoods small knife with him just in case, because people would mess with him. And he had to use that a few times up at the Comedy Store on sometimes even comics, and sometimes even on comics that smash fruit for a living on stage. But a very funny comedian. He and I are actually doing a bunch of shows. I'm getting ready to go to the airport here in about an hour and a half. But the Blue Room down in Springfield on Thursday, October, let me make sure I get this right, 5th. We're going to be down there, and October 6th at the Blue Room in Springfield. October 7th at Louis Lounge in Topeka, Kansas, and then nothing on the 8th, and then October 9th and 10th we're doing two shows at, it's like Lily Wilds or in Lee Summit. Anyway, it looks like a pub. Anyway, if you just go to like on our Twitter or Instagram, there's some posts about those shows there. And then Wednesday, October 11th at the Red Front in downtown Kansas City. This is a good show. It starts at 8, ends at 9. So all of you with kids, little things, like you'll actually be home before 10. Because the show itself is only going to run for like an hour, hour and 15 minutes. And then the local open mic starts immediately after. So I'm not trying to steal a bunch of the open mic time. Is, you know, as a, having been there in that position, still in that position a lot of the times myself, you know, out here in LA. So as close to, you know, schedules we can keep that, which is scheduled for an hour. So maybe hour 15 at the most, you know, you're home by 10. And that's October 11th at the Red Front. Was it on Admiral? I think 310 Admiral. It's right downtown. It's just south of the city market in Kansas City. And then on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, we're back in Springfield, Missouri at the Blue Room doing a bunch of shows down there, which I believe that's 417comedy.com is the website for the Blue Room. Great club. Done it a few times. First time Davey's doing it. And then we're going to be co-headlining, I think, one of the shows, two of the shows Davey's going to headline. I'm going to headline the other, something like that. Well, all right, let's just get into the interview with Davey. Again, it's good to be back. Watch Saturday Night Live. Eric's influence be on the show now, which is fantastic. Like he always says, he makes everything 7 times funnier. So do check out SNL. Again, congratulations, Eric. And when we get back, we'll be talking with Davey Wester, who I will be doing 10 or 12 shows in 10 days with him starting starting tomorrow in Springfield, Missouri on October. Just to make sure I get this right. October 5th. Anyway, we'll be back, Davey Wester.
Breaking any ties before they bind you. Taking any comfort you can find. Running like you're running out of time. Take it all.
Take it easy.
Till it's over. Understanding. When you're heading for the border, Lord, you're bound to cross the line.
So we are back. I've got Davey Wester here, who is not only a longtime friend in stand-up comedy and in really traveling all travel companion all around America, but Davey and I are going to be traveling, doing shows again here in a couple weeks in the Midwest, or actually next week, back in Kansas City and Topeka and I believe Lee Summit, and then down in Springfield, Missouri. So if you're around those areas, just go to DaveyWester.com or JohnIsHere.com. We'll put the links up for Sportsaholics. But Davey Wester's here, a Minnesota guy. He's living up in the Twin Cities. And he's excited about the Twins' little cute little playoff push here. Might be the
It's cute like how we're travel companions.
Oh, yeah. After thousands of miles in a car together, that's it goes from just like, you know, touring to that point, like just kind of living. I mean, we've had I've slept on the floor of a real seedy airport motel than about a mile and a half from SeaTac, where the guy was like, you could rent the rooms by the hour.
And it was cool because you could watch the security cameras on TV. So some of the channels was top-notch hotel. You can watch the security outside all the other crime that's happening.
I mean, that's probably meth and crackhead's favorite hotel, just for that option alone. Like, they can constantly monitor surveillance cameras. But, you know, and that's when you really made it, when you're like, well, which 5995 hotel should we stay at?
Hey, living cheap, brother. Living cheap, man.
That's
gotta
right.
Live cheap on the road, you know.
Now, how's that? You know, how's that been? I mean, you've been on the road a lot recently, up in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan and Midwest states. How are they different than the West Coast, where you've primarily toured up until recently?
I'm a little bit different. I'm working for a good company now. I'm working with Funny Business. They treat you right, and you know, they have some. They're really understanding. I was off to do this casino, and they were really understanding when my engine blew up.
So wait, okay, explain this. Now, is this at some point when you're on the road driving, you know, thousands and thousands of miles a year, inevitably you're going to have that I've had car trouble story. It's part of the career. Is this that story? Is this your I had car trouble?
Well, I had car trouble, and I broke down in the only place in the country where Verizon doesn't have coverage. So, that was kind of an ordeal. I mean, I broke down about 9 o'clock, and then I didn't get done in the town. I ended up crashing out, and, you know, about 4 o'clock, yeah, it was in Wausau. I went to my first Buffalo Wild Wings in Wausau.
Where's Wausau? You gotta understand, people never really probably ever heard of that.
Honestly, I could try to explain it to you, but I don't even know where it really was. I just was happy to leave the next day. It's by, I will actually be doing a show in Schofield, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay.
Yeah. It's on the border. Yeah, I guess it was a big, I don't know. I mean, because I went to a dealership, my mom was looking at a car, so I picked up the car for her, and then she felt like she got a good deal on it. And so I drove the car back from Wausau. I forget what, $199 cars or whatever, which is whatever. It was an interesting time.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you left, it ended up just getting a new car then at that point? I mean,
yeah.
It sucks not.
Yeah.
It sucks having to cancel gigs, especially day of. But you know, if you can somehow get a new car out of it, that's not a bad thing.
Well, either. I mean, there was some rental places like Enterprise. I didn't have my credit card with me, so my mom was trying to get that, but she had to be there. And there was a couple other places like Avis. Avis was going to run a credit check, and I knew that wasn't going to work out for me.
And then
I didn't even bother to try to go to Avis. And then there was one place that would rent to me, but,
you had to pay him in cheese.
Basically cheese, but you couldn't leave the state of Wisconsin. So I could have done a Grand Theft Auto thing, but I'm not 25 anymore.
Yeah, not worth it.
That was interesting. And then, I had but Duluth, I went up to Duluth, Minnesota. You got to check out O'Brien's, or it's Dublin's or whatever, Dublin's Irish Pub. It's a cool little spot.
Did you say good Irish people, Trump Pub?
No, it's Dublin's Irish Pub.
Okay. Like I thought I swore you said Trump somewhere in there. But
well, Trump is it's Duluth is Trump country.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. You know, that's the part of the state that went red. But, we're all excited about the Twins here. Hockey starts up here in a little bit, so that's even awesome. Ready for hockey.
Just now, where's the hockey? Because I've known you for a while, and I don't ever remember you actually saying, like, hey, you want to go down to that Kings game, or you want to go to Anaheim to see the Ducks? Anything. Like, have you always been a hockey? I know you grew up in and around Spokane. They've got essentially like your
Johnson,
triple A.
That's
like
from Tyler Johnson, who's from Spokane, plays for Tampa Bay Lightning. I've always enjoyed it, but I mean, I really got into it in the last year or two because the Minnesota Wild are literally like 2 miles from my house, like where they play their home games. So it's not like, you know, I can take a bus down and or an Uber and it costs me $6.
Isn't that the best? I lived in San Diego.
Okay, so we had some technical difficulties. We're back now. So you were saying you like going to the games because they're a few blocks away. They're a little bit. How much are the tickets to get in?
You can get them from 40. Like, I mean, they're really expensive, but you can get 40 $40 tickets, but that's standing, but you still can see the game. And then you got $75 tickets, which I will do occasionally. Scalpers, there's a couple scalpers, but you just got to wait a period. And so you can pick them up for like 30 off the scalper or whatever, because now they just need to get rid of them.
Right, right.
But I mean, there's bars that, like, if you don't want to go to the game, it's like going, there's a, like, the bar in my neighborhood is Brunson's, like, they play the games and Wild Times and McGovern's. It's like basically what they do in the bars is they take a big ass movie screen and it's hockey time. So it's like nothing goes on. Like, when a game's on, bars are packed with people watching hockey.
So. Yeah, no, when you fly into Minnesota in the summertime, like, I had a layover there once, and you looked out your window, and you can actually see all the hockey, outdoor hockey rinks, but, you know, it's June or July, so there's grass growing, but you can see where the boards are and, you know, where they put the water and everything else. You're like, man, okay, there's outdoor pickup basketball courts, but in this case, frozen ice and hockey. So I can.
Yeah.
It was weird. I was like, wow, okay. So, yeah, that's not just a movie thing. That's real life.
Yeah, no, hockey's real life out here, dude. I mean, they get 20,000 people to go to the state tournament games, you know, state high school tournaments.
Yeah, so so that does explain why they would have more NHL guys. So, okay, so. Hockey, that nice little sidebar there, wasn't expecting really to get into hockey, but I wanted to ask you about the Twins, though. I mean, I remember week one, you guys took, I think, 3 out of 4 from the Royals, and the shit-talking just started immediately.
yeah, look at that. I sent you a picture from the game.
Yeah.
Tickets were fairly reasonable. Yeah, I sat right behind... in Target Field, I sat right, me and my buddy Demir, which he had never been to, he introduced me to hockey, so I introduced him to baseball, and sat right behind home plate, which is, Target Field's awesome, dude. It's right up there with Safeco, so it's like, Target Field is awesome.
Never been inside. The bus terminal's right across the street, and so one time on a bus back from North Dakota, we had a layover there, and I went outside and looked at the stadium. It was, I think that might have been its first. It was 2012 or 13. So it was one of the first years it was open. I was like, oh, right downtown. It's very inviting. It'd say, hey, come on out, grab some dinner, and then go to a Twins game. And it is. It looks really nice, and you know, it looks like there's not a bad seat in the place, which is important.
There really isn't a bad seat. You know, and it's fairly reasonable. Like I said, I sat right behind home plate for like $28. It's right behind it. So, you know, and that was a non-scalp ticket, but $28. They have tickets that are like $13 or whatever. It'll probably go up if they make a run in the playoffs. And I mean, it's just one. If it was a full series, then the Yankees would win. But it's just one game, and
Yeah, you know, we'll find out here in a couple of days.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Now, as a Twins fan, are you do you wish you would have kept for Garcia? You know, you guys had him for one game, and then you traded him away. I mean, in hindsight.
Well, what irritates me about the Twins is, like, you listen to the local guys, and they don't give Tom Ryan, the old general manager, who's been the general manager for years. It was tough last year because they lost 100 games or whatever, but they were super young. Garcia is a good pitcher, but I don't think he would have helped. But, I mean, they got some minor league prospects out of it, which they needed to rebuild their minor league system. So, that just shows you that you just never know with this new system in baseball, which makes it better with the wild card. So, because everybody's 0-0 in the playoffs. So,
yeah, I mean, as a Royals fan, I surely benefited from the double wild card in 14, and it swayed the entire franchise for two straight years. I mean, tons of injuries in 16 and again this year, but which you can't help. That's part of the game. But, you know, just even on the road, every road game I went to in Anaheim San Diego or Seattle, tons of Royals fans there. And, I mean, I think the Twins are on the verge of something like that, but maybe even a lot longer than 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, because they have a – the one thing that they pitching is that's the only thing that they're missing an elite pitcher. They got a couple of young pitchers, and then they have some young pitchers like Tyler J and stuff like that in the minor league system that have like plus fastballs, and so they're set up with young. They have a lot of young guys, but they already have a young lineup too. So it's like the oldest player I think is Joe Mauer. So, and you like as a person that lives in St. Paul, you can't but argue with like Mauer and Molitor because they're both like Minnesota St. Paul kids. You know,
it's got the added hometown feel to it. That's
yeah.
Makes I mean, the it only a little way bit more special be, that way.
Yeah. Well, and then you. They're both St. Paul kids, and like the only way that the third St. Paul person is like they probably could be his hitting coaches. The only way that could work even better is if Dave Winfield, who actually grew up down the street from Paul Molitor, which is nuts. Two Hall of Fame baseball players just living by each other.
Now, are you a Gophers? I mean, speaking of Dave Winfield, I think he was drafted in, what, 4 or 5 sports, something ridiculous like that. Are you a Gophers fan now? How's their football team doing? I know there was a lot of, they got the new coach from Western Michigan. I can't think of his name right now. The row the boat guy. Are they doing good?
BJ Fleck, I like him. He's our age and he's enthusiastic. And a lot of people though, like if you listen to like local Minnesota, like, people in Minnesota aren't used to a guy with a whole lot of energy. And I think in this day and age in recruiting, you have to be enthusiastic. He makes me want to be like put on 50 pounds and go be a running back. You know, I think that's what's interesting. He is always enthusiastic. Here in Minnesota, they perceive him as arrogant, but I'm like, he's super confident. He's super confident. And that's what,
not really an arrogant way. I mean,
yeah,
like he's vulnerable in his confidence, like, and he's open about like failure and stuff like that. So it's not like him bragging on himself constantly.
Yeah, no, I listen to these guys on the local here and the ESPN local. I have to look them up, but yeah, there's a classic old man. He's talking about yoga, and like, yeah, he's trying to talk about enlightenment. He's like, and you don't. I was like, that's what you want to teach kids is like, because a lot of those kids aren't going to be in the NFL, or if they do, they go to CFL or something like that. So why not be excited? I mean, it worked out for Clemson. You know, that coach there is like,
was that Dabo or whatever?
Yeah, Dabo Sweeney, he's like, kids want to go. Pete Carroll, enthusiastic. You know, that's Lou Holtz, even enthusiastic. So it's a good mix because you're getting kids that they want to come and play because, that coach is going to be fun. Versus like, yeah, I still root for Washington State, but I really don't like watching Mike Leach.
I mean, they're playing SC later as we're recording this. So I don't want to go over wins, if they win, if they lose, kind of a thing. But more of the football culture. You're an Eastern. There's a divide in Washington. So the mountains go, the Cascades go right up, kind of like the left third of the state. Everything east of that just looks like Kansas or the desert. I mean, there's several different, really just average at best landscapes until you get up to Spokane. Yeah. And that's where you grew up. You grew up in that valley of I'm not kidding. It looks like Manhattan, Kansas, in parts. But that's Wazoo or Washington State territory. Really, everything kind of east of those mountains is like the agriculture. you know, part of the state. And so, and then Pullman isn't, that's where the university is, right?
Yeah, that's basically what it is it's just like, but every state has a rivalry, like, you know, but that's the weird thing about it is, like, I understand about, like, why Kansas and Missouri have a rivalry.
Well, they don't anymore. They stopped playing each other like 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, no, I'm talking, like, because that goes back to 1855 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, 64, 65, yeah.
I was watching.
Oh, I think we lost you. Did, hold on, you're...
You lost me?
There, now you're back.
Yeah.
You were saying you were watching what?
I was watching Ken Burns, like, you know, about Kansas and Missouri War.
Yeah, no.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it goes back.
Now I understand where you're from. Like, yeah, we don't want slavery, but we don't want black people in Kansas. That was, like, basically what I learned about Kansas. But
Kansas was founded, like, when it was a free state, so all these people from New England, New Hampshire, moved to Kansas to try to sway the vote so that they could become a free state. And then the opposition, these militias, like, the, was it Quantrill, who was actually from Ohio?
Bill Anderson.
Let in and, burned Lawrence down and killed 200 people. The retaliation was that all the Jayhawkers, which were the name of the Kansas militia, so that's where the name Jayhawks comes from, is from the...
Oh, okay.
That's what they called the militia. And so ultimately, the rivalry over the years is kind of like this subtle, like, hey, we're still using our militia name, you know, so it's like kind of poking fun, you know, MU. But anyway, the Kansas people ransacked, which at the time was the third biggest city, Osceola, Missouri. So they have the Lake of the Ozarks, which is a dammed up river, which was before they dammed it up.
So are you worried about, I have a question, are you worried about the KU basketball, like, getting sanctions with all this basketball stuff?
I don't know. I mean, if it eventually gets down to it, maybe. But, I mean, at this point, it looks like there's a lot of other schools dealing with the same thing. And so...
I've always been a Gonzaga fan. I had to read, and they're really not worried about, like, any type of sanctions. Because, I mean, we got one of our starting point guards is from Japan. So, like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, because that's what makes, you know, and, I mean, they do play in a weaker division, but they always contend with bigger schools because they get the best in Poland, the best player in Japan, you know, because they have an international, like, bar none international, like, recruiting department. So, I mean, we had Sabonis. I mean, it's just...
But
it's,
even that league, I mean, you had Steve Nash and, you know, Patty Mills, you know, St. Mary's, you know, from Australia.
And that's how the WCC recruits. Look at them. They've always had, like, 3 or 4 Australian players.
I mean, was it Pacific in that league? Remember, like, the Michael Olakande? Or was he... I don't know.
Yeah, Pacific's in that league.
I don't know if he might have been American.
He's in that. Pacific is now in the WCC.
At times there'll be 3 schools from that in the top 25. I mean, it's a tough conference, but
it's one of the tougher mid majors because you got BYU, which I don't understand how they got. But I mean, it came to we don't play games on Sunday, you know, so.
Somer Chavez.
I think you're going to, like, what's going to happen is I don't see a lot of mid-major schools getting hit, like North Dakota, Gonzaga. Even Gonzaga, I don't really see. Because Gonzaga's a marquee name, but they still play. So they don't have to bend rules. Like, do you get what I'm saying? They don't have to bend.
They've already established enough rules as it is just to be there that in itself weeds out a lot of problems. And if they don't, you know, maybe they're not trying to get
this is like, isn't this the third school or is it like this is like the third school, Patino, you know, speaking, yeah, because his son, why I bring this up, his son Richard spoke today about his dad at the basketball conference or whatever. Because we have Patino's son, and he's the coach of the Minnesota Gophers. So,
yeah. Oh man, I did not know that. So anyway, Rick Pitino's son is the head coach of Minnesota.
Yeah, he's the head coach of Minnesota. Because Minnesota, like, the connection is there, and I've always, like, given him shit, is because Dan Munson, he coaches at Long Beach State now, but Minnesota, like, had sanctions put against them because they were good. That was when they had Bobby, I forget his name, but there was a couple kids that were really good, like, bench players in the NBA that played on that team. But they got busted for cheating because old Tubby Smith was the coach.
Oh, so, that's right. That's right.
But Munson didn't know that when he signed over at Minnesota. So he got here and he had sanctions. And then once the sanctions got lifted, they fired him, which made no sense to me. I'm like, you handicap a coach. So, I mean, I'm interested to see, like, this is. Like, I don't know, like, I'm just, like, I don't even know if Louisville deserves the death penalty. I just want to see the death penalty because I was too young to remember the SMU death penalty.
Right.
So, I want to see it in 2050. Like, I mean, the closest we got, I mean, and I don't really know if they'll get the death penalty because, I mean, Penn State, had child molestation and they didn't get the death penalty. So they just got sanctions, which is way worse than taking money from Nike. You know?
Yeah. Great point. It's like, what do you got to do? I mean,
yeah.
They're like, well, they settled for $11 million. It's like, that's not the point. The point is Penn State's already back in the top 10 in football. There's like been 5-6 years, something like that.
You're like, so I don't see how they could justify. Yeah, they took money from Nike. I'm like,
But I mean, I thought that's what they were all doing. I mean, I thought they were very open about these huge $60 million. Like, how much more money does a program need? I mean, some of those contracts were huge.
Yeah.
But
I
guess if you're not personally getting it, you try to weasel your way make an extra $30,000-$40,000.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting, if you have those coaches like, what's his name, the Ohio State guy, football coach, he blasted Pitino and
Urban Meyer.
He's the head coach. Urban Meyer, yeah, he blasted him because what the problem is like, everybody talks about the one-and-dones, and I agree, like, maybe they'd get rid of the one-and-dones, which would make college basketball a better sport. And most one-and-dones don't succeed, though. Like, I mean, if you think about it, like, Steph Curry wasn't a one-and-done. Even Klay Thompson wasn't a one-and-done. I think Durant played 2 years.
No, he left after. Durant left after.
Well, he did?
Yeah. He was... Okay. Yeah. But still, right. There's the exception, but more often than not, you're looking at a eighth, ninth man off the bench, type of
play 2 years or three, especially point guards. I mean, Durant's not a point guard. The best point guards in the league, because Russell Westbrook left after his sophomore year, right? I believe so. Yeah, he left after his sophomore year. At least 2 years of point guard, and I think that's why point guard has gone so down. I don't even consider Russell Westbrook the best point guard, but he's the best scorer.
He did average a triple double. I mean, one would argue that he might be the best point guard.
No, I mean he put up a lot of shots,
he did average over 10. Rebounds and assists also.
Yeah, I don't know. But he didn't really have nothing around him either.
Yeah, which, kind of makes it even more impressive, right? That No. I'm just saying.
Like, I don't like Russell Westbrook.
Okay, yeah. But not based on stats, but just based on.
Yeah. I'm a hater, dude.
He's a hater. He's a new style. He's a new style of point guard. You know, obviously shoot first.
He's no Gary Payton. I think Gary Payton shuts him down. Young Gary Payton.
What about Gary Payton Jr.?
He's a good defender.
Is he done? I know. I remember he went to Oregon State. I don't know if he's still playing there or not.
No, he's in the NBA now.
Junior? Gary Payton Jr.?
Yeah. He plays for Orlando or Milwaukee.
Well, God bless him. I had no idea.
Well, I followed Gary Payton like a madman.
Like a glove? Would you say?
Yeah, the glove.
Okay, what about the Mariners? You've always, as I've known you, you know, been somewhat of a decent Mariners fan over the years, all the years.
Yeah, I mean, Felix
of disappointment. What's going on?
Felix has got too many innings on his arm. He's going through a CC Sabathia thing. I mean, I was reading something about how he's going to work on his mechanics. He realizes he can't strike people out like he used to. He's not a young guy anymore. The parity in baseball is like bar none than any, like people say parity in the NFL, but baseball is, I think there's more.
Yeah, the Twins this year have shown. You know, let's see what happens in the wild card. But even if they lose in the wild card, it's still pretty impressive with the.
Yeah, I mean, you had the Dodgers. Last season. You had Houston, Arizona in that division. Arizona playing in the wild card over.
It's not finalized yet as we record, but it looks like yes, Colorado, Arizona.
Yeah, so you got three teams from one division, which is nuts. And then you got the Cubs, and then you got, you know, the Nationals. So there's a lot of, like, but you can go from a horrible team in baseball because you have so many affiliates that you can rebuild. That's what's exciting about the Twins is they actually have hitting. And that's what the Mariners, we've traded away. Like, Logan Morrison had a good year. He was a former Mariner. Nick Franklin, Brad Miller. Half the Tampa Bay Rays team is our team. So,
I did not know that. But, I mean, it seems like, but you got Cano and Zanine.
Yeah, Cano is good, and Segura played good, if he can stay healthy, and Seager. They have good infield.
What about Nelson Cruz? I mean, you've got some decent.
He's a good DH. But, I mean, it's just like we can't seem to put. One year we'll have hitting, one year we'll have pitching. We've never been able to put together, like, all five phases of baseball. Like, good bullpen. You at least need suspect. That's how, like, the Twins have suspect pitching. The Mariners have below average pitching. You know, so it's like Paxton had a good month. But he got hurt again. So we don't have a horse that we know that can go out there and.
Yeah, even the guy the Royals got from the Mariners got hurt. Carnes?
Yeah.
In the Dyson deal? Like, he got hurt for the Royals. It's like. I don't know. Maybe it's all the rain. Everyone's joints don't get to relax in like a normal climate because it's always wet. I don't know. But and Felix was out almost the entire year also.
Yeah, he was out. He attributed that to bad mechanics, and we have him for two more years, and he has a no-trade clause. And I'd like to see Felix pitch in the playoffs. I mean, baseball in Seattle, I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody's rooting for the Indians because of, like, their streak, but I'm not because I remember how obnoxious Cleveland Cavaliers, because they're basically Yankee fans. You know, they're like Yankee fans. They get obnoxious, but everybody does that. Like, I mean, I got obnoxious. I'm over. Like, I watch football, but I'm kind of over it because the Seahawks won a Super Bowl and then they lost one. They went to back-to-back Super Bowls. Now they're in the news for other things besides playing football. So I'm kind of like over it. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it was a fun little ride back then. And you got to wear some championship gear for a little bit. And you know what? Now you're on to the NHL. So
yeah, that's pretty much how it went down. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was there for when they were 2-14 with Dave Craig and Kurt Warner. And I watched it, like, and they don't really play a lot of Seahawks games out here in Minnesota, so I don't really get to watch them. You know, so I'm just chilling, man. But come out to the shows and...
Yeah, well, I'll run those over real quick. Okay, so Davey and I will be in Kansas City, Topeka, and down at the Blue Room. So starting on, what is that, Thursday and Friday, the 5th and 6th of October, Thursday and Friday, Davey and I will be at the Blue Room. The Thursday show will be kind of co-headlining, each doing like 30, 35 minutes. The Friday show will each be doing about 20, 25, something like that. Saturday the 7th, we'll be in Topeka, Kansas at Louie's Lounge. That show starts at 8 o'clock. Also on that show is Merritt Lemons, a comedian from Kansas City, very funny. And then Monday and Tuesday, we'll be doing a show in Lee's Summit. The name of the bar escapes me right now. If you just go to, I'll put up a link on Twitter, and then if you go to John, JonIsHere.com, I'll have the name posted up there. That's on the same venue Monday and Tuesday in Lee's Summit, I believe. And then Wednesday, that is the 11th. We got a show at the Red Front Bar and Grill, which is downtown Kansas City. And that show is actually going to be free. We'll both have merchandise, probably, I don't know, so you can support financially in other ways.
Yes.
And then back down to the Blue Room in Springfield, Missouri, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's the 12th through the 14th. And so if you're in the Ozarks area, that's two back-to-back weekends that will be there. For the most part. And again, just go to johnishere.com, johnishere.com for all like the final details. Plus Instagram and Twitter, I'll put out some stuff and tag Davey in it. But it'll be fun. Davey's never done, you've never done any shows in Kansas or Missouri, right?
No, but I got arrested in Wichita once for an illegal magazine. So I've been there before. So
What do you mean? How'd you get arrested in Wichita? What year was this? 1995? Something like that?
'99. Yeah.
So you're 19, 20 years old, something?
Yeah. Traveling around the world selling 10-year subscriptions to magazines.
Oh, you were one of those guys going around the, like, selling?
Yeah, I did that for like 2 weeks, yeah. That was a horrible decision, life decision.
How did that work exactly? Do you jump in the car with someone you've never met and just start driving around the country? Or
no, you meet them at a hotel. You go through the orientation. I had my orientation in Colorado. Did they pay for your Greyhound ticket?
Oh, so they can trap you. Nice, I like that.
Yeah.
Don't bring your own car so you can leave whenever you want to.
Yeah, it's like a cult thing. It's like, yeah, but it was fun. So,
it was fun.
Yeah.
Nice. So you've been arrested in Wichita. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. They, apparently they take their permits of selling magazines very seriously.
So I'm assuming.
So it'll be good to.
I'm assuming you have some outstanding warrants then in Kansas. So that'll be nice.
No, I did. I went to court. They applied no contest.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And there you go. He's just stupid.
They're like, all right, just pay us our money.
So it'll be fun. It'll be fun to actually see. I mean, I remember one time being in the town, and some lady in Wichita goes, "You want to stay out of this side of town?" And living in Los Angeles, like now, it doesn't really bother me. But like she terrified me about this town of Wichita, the side of town that was supposedly the hard side of Wichita. I'm assuming it was just because there was like five black people that lived in that quarter of Wichita. So like,
no, I remember HBO like 20 years ago like had some documentary about Wichita gangs, and I mean this was at the height of like gangster rap. You know, when every city had drive-bys.
Oh yeah, yeah. When HBO did that gang, the kids from Little Rock and gangs from Wichita.
Yeah, yeah.
The white kids that were pretending to be Bloods. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah,
just like where you're like, what? Like, this is ridiculous. You're all ridiculous.
And with that being said, but we're not actually going to Wichita, so that maybe that's, you know, good thing. There,
well, I'll go there just to reminisce, bro.
You're like, so, this. This is where I was arrested for selling magazines, right here on this block.
Yeah. Well, you, we'll have one day off where I'm gonna drive to Wichita and just check it out. You know, so,
how to like waste a day in your life. There you go. Just, I'm just going to drive to Wichita to check it out. Okay. But I'm excited too, though. Just Springfield's, I love the Ozarks. You know, this time in October, the weather's going to be sweet. Unfortunately, I checked. There's not, I thought there might be a Missouri State game. One of the weekends we're down there, but there's not. And then, because they play against like North Dakota, and it's like Division One, Double A kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But then there is a reggae fest one of the nights that Tim Gaither is going to be hosting. So I think after our show, we might go try to hang out with them. And and then my other buddy Chad Gravy Boat Graves, his band's playing one of the nights until like midnight after our show. So I think we're going to run over there and hang out with them. So. It's gonna be a busy. Hello. It's gonna be a busy weekend down in Springfield. But again, if you're listening in anywhere in that area within like 45 minutes, an hour's drive, you got to come down. It's gonna be we're essentially doing three shows: the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and then the previous week on the 5th and 6th. So those nights will be down in Springfield. So if you're in the area, by all means, come out and have a good time.
And yeah, it'll be off the chain and it'll be a good time. So everybody come out and have a beer and maybe we'll find somebody to go shoot some guns with. So,
right. I maybe. And if not, that's cool too.
It was a pleasure talking to you, John, and I'll see you guys down in Springfield and go Twins. All right.
All right,
and
man.
Hockey starts to.
Good luck with the hockey and whatever that's all about.
Oh, dude, I already got the NHL app, bro. I got it. You think I'm going all the way to Missouri to miss the opening week of hockey? Fuck no.
Yeah.
I got some hockey.
Okay. See, you're all in. Good for you. You got a new sport, new passion. But we're not talking any hockey, just so you know, on the entire trip. Just so I don't care. I don't care what's going on your app. Like, I don't want to hear about it. But anyway, Davey Wester, actually, you can go to DaveyWester.com, DaveyWester.com with all of his videos, info, stuff like that. Davey, thanks for coming on Sportsaholics, and I'll be seeing you in a week at the airport in Kansas City. And then, like I said, listeners, Topeka, Kansas City, Lee Summit, downtown Kansas City, Springfield. If you're in those areas, by all means, come out, have a good laugh, and come check it out. All right, David, I'll see you next week.
Are you sure Hank done it this way? Did old Hank really do it this way? Thought I've seen the world with a five-piece band looking at the backside of me, singing my songs, one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done them this way. No, I don't think Hank done them this way. Take it on.
Like I said, Davey and I go way back, and I'm looking forward to these shows coming up. If you know anyone in Springfield, Topeka, Kansas City, Lee Summit, let them know that we're coming. I know Davey's excited about it. I am too. And then we're going to get some cheese in Osceola. I'm thinking about Silver Dollar City. Who knows if a lot of you guys show up and we do good at the door, Silver Dollar City might be in our future. So I'm putting that pressure on you guys. But Davey, again, thanks for coming on. Sorry the Twins couldn't cut it. I mean, no one's surprised there. But Chiefs, real quick, you know, their record, fantastic. Offense is incredible. This is the most entertaining Chiefs team that I can remember. Like offensively, defensively too. Like they have some fun, you know. They have a good defense also. I'm happy with the defense. But offensively, just really fast down the field. It's just something, as a Chiefs fan, have not seen that. Maybe ever. I was going to say in years, but I can't even really give you a good example. But anyway, guys, again, Springfield on October 5th and 6th. October 7th is Saturday, Topeka, Louis Lounge. October 9th and 10th in Lee's Summit. And you can find the dates. It's like LLYLYWLD. Idlewilds, or just, it'll be online, just Twitter, Instagram. That's the one in Lee's Summit, but that's two nights. That's the 9th and the 10th, and then the 11th, the Wednesday, Red Front, downtown Kansas City. Show starts promptly at 8, ends promptly at 9:15. So you're back home by 10. And then after that, the 12th, 13th, and 14th, back to the Blue Room in Springfield, Missouri. And these shows are all with Davey. So if you're in and around Joplin, the Ozarks down there, if you work at Silver Dollar City, hook us up, please. $65 for tickets. I can't do that. I know it's a good time, but I just can't do $65 for Silver Dollar City. I mean, at that point, it's 65 Silver Dollar Cities. That should be the name, not Silver Dollar City. But anyway, guys, it's good to be back. Episode 150, again, got to be a little bit short. I got to run to the airport just so I can get back to the Midwest. Very much looking forward to that. Go Chiefs. Royals, sad season, but, you know, you can't win them all. We'll get into that in later episodes. But, guys, thanks for listening, and good to be back. And remember, Saturday night live, Eric's writing on the show now, so watch.
Had my guitar. You're on my back.
17% funnier, that's all I'm saying. You know, that's all he's saying. Alright? Guys, stay obsessed. Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?" When I sat down in the front seat, he turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you own the blues? Can you sign. But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard line. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard line. Thank you.